What the fuck's happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast. Today it's the 5th. No, lies. It's the 4th of February. This podcast will probably go out tomorrow on the 5th. So welcome to the podcast on Tuesday the 5th of February. It's currently Monday night, 10 to 10. This is a rare evening podcast. But it's going to be a busy day tomorrow and we're trying to be fucking organized around this. Bitch, get shit done early. You know what I'm saying? We're back in the building with the fucking... the swingy swing arm fucking microphone here, killing it. One thing I forgot to do in the last podcast was promote anything because I didn't really have much to talk about. But we do in fact have Lavery's Comedy Club this week. It's on the 6th, Wednesday the 6th. We've got Niamh Maron, we got Mickey Bartlett, we got me, we got Paddy McGackie, we got Jordan Robinson. So we're starting to do a lot more of these nights where you're going to have people you know, a lot more people you don't know. We're trying to, you know, just fucking shuffle the deck a wee bit. Not a euphemism for wanking. So we'll get more people in. so they're going to be good nights. Other things to promote. I'm playing fucking Armagh this Friday. You know? And it's already sold out. I talked about this, I'm sure, at some stage. The gig went on sale. And it went in their brochure, I think. And it sold out. So it's a gig that doesn't have a poster. Which for me is crazy. So the fucking thing sold out. So I just have to go and do that. And it was one of the late editions, death, and yeah, it's just, it feels like I fucking finished that tour already, but now I've got this one gig left, so we'll just go to Armagh on Friday, and we'll take a bunch of material, and we'll shove it all together, and we'll just have a right old fucking party, and by party I mean I'm leaving immediately, because I have to go to a wedding the next day. Isn't that excitement? Bloody hell. Right, let's play this fucking intro and we'll get started. Well, what, guys? All right, then.
The General Banter Podcast with Paul and Jettis.
Right about here, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to get yourself and your soul together. This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul.
Paul and Jettis.
It's Jettis, actually.
Jettis.
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 Fuck you. Yeah. I will be coughing a lot, I feel, because I just did a workout and I did it with Maureen's dad, the old Terminator father-in-law, which was, I have it on my phone, but I don't want to look it up in case it goes, but it was basically fucking, what did we do first? We did, there was deadlifts, there was like kettlebell squats, where you rack them up on the front of you, and then you do like fucking squats, which is the same exercise I was doing when I near pulled my fucking asshole out. There was dumbbell press, dumbbell bench press, and then what was the last one? There was, oh, assault bike, and we went 10 reps or 10 calories on the bike, and then we went the 9 reps of all of those things each, and then 8, and then right down to 1. And I'll tell you what, see even when you have 1 left, and you're like, I have 1 fucking thing to do here. It's a goddamn nightmare to do 1 rep when you're fucked. In fact, it's just hard to pick up the equipment, whatever it is. You're like, I have fucking 6 of these to do, and you're sitting with the 2 dumbbells on your knees, like, here we go, and you lean back, and you're like, do 6 of them. You know, and then the next time you come around, you're like, I have to fucking... Yeah, well, not the next time, but a few goes later, you're like, oh, I've got 2 reps to do, and you're just sitting with them on your knees like, I can't be arsed. Or you've fucking got the 2 kettlebells and you've racked them up in the front of you and you're like, I'm gonna do 2 of these, but I'm absolutely knackered. So I'm fucked. And I'm doing a night podcast, so I wouldn't be surprised if I just cut this off at like fucking 20 minutes and was like, I'll record the rest in the morning. But now we'll get through it. We'll get through it, guys. Another solo podcast. Thursday was the last podcast. We're here for Tuesday. Hopefully we'll have another guest on by the end of the week. Drinking on the microphone, professional. But just want to say shout out to everyone who got in contact with me after last week's podcast. Obviously that was me talking about just where I'd been for the last 2 weeks, dealing with loss, dealing with anxiety, dealing with all sorts of shit. And it was crazy. The response was absolutely insane. Just first of all, like the range of people who, what I should say is when you talk about shit like that, and I said at the time, I was like, it's amazing how many people are affected by the same fucking thing. You know, you mention it and people are like, yep, I'm in the cancer center right now. I'm fucking whatever. Yep. Just all the same shit. You know, people are fucking more or less the same. You know, the same things happen to them. But yeah, just even the range of people getting in touch, like fucking all sorts. And meanwhile, I didn't really know this is what was happening. All I was sort of doing was explaining where I'd been for fucking 2 weeks and why I hadn't put out a podcast. And everyone was like, this is fucking, you know, very helpful for people and all that shit. So I'm pretty much Oprah, you know, is what I'm saying. I'm a big black woman. Look under your seat. You got a free fucking, probably a sticker. It's probably about as much as I could muster up. But yeah, all sorts of folks getting in touch. Doctors getting in touch, you know. And then me talking about having been to the doctor and other people saying like, yeah, you definitely don't have, just judging by listening to you, you definitely don't have any of that shit that you just said you had. Which I don't know is reassuring or not. Sometimes you're like, I wish I knew what the fuck was wrong with me. I might just be a wee stressed out pup, you know, that's it. But yeah, doctors getting in touch, and there was a girl said, first of all, when people are like, yeah, I was listening to your podcast on the way to like a stressful fucking 18-hour shift or whatever these fucking doctors work, you know, and she's like, after you talking about your mom being in the fracture clinic and wasn't receiving the correct type of care, she was like, yeah, it's really made me think about, you know, how I deal with my patients on. You're like, fucking hell, that's insane, you know. All sorts of people getting in touch, journalists, fucking you name it, all sorts of people. What the fuck am I watching? But yeah, it's fucking crazy. It's fucking crazy. Like, I think I was more just fucking shocked that when, you know, because you put the podcast out and you hear the odd comment, you hear the odd thing, but like, to actually fucking see people, like see people's names contacting you, like, oh yeah, I do this, or, you know, I'm currently going through the same sort of shit or whatever, or people going, yeah, that was actually really good fucking advice. And then, and it's weird because, you know, sometimes you feel the pressure to be funny all the fucking time, and sometimes when you're not and you're just fucking just being real, bro, some people appreciate that too. So I don't know what I'm trying to say here other than I'm overwhelmed by just all the people fucking getting in touch, really. I don't know if support's the right word. Yes, probably. Is it support? I don't know. Just the reaction. You know, what lunatics do is they, something like that happens to them and they talk about it and they get a lot of attention for it. And the lunatic move would be to absolutely milk the cock out of that. But what I won't do is fucking bring it up or anything like that, as much as I can help it after this podcast. So, because then you do get people fucking falling into that pattern of just like, you know, here's fucking 8,000 podcasts about fucking misery. Fuck that. You know? Let's not talk about that shit. But yeah, cheers, guys. That's the dead-on mafia. You know, that's the dead-on mafia out in force, bro. You know, just reason coming together. Do you know what I'm saying? This is one of these podcasts that I've sort of started and went like, yeah, I don't really know where the fuck to go with this. I'll tell you what happened today. I noticed a thing. If we want to get back to what we're good at, which is slabbering about people, I was on the old internet there and I seen a video pop up, and it was a video that me and Mickey Bartlett shot. I can't remember who wrote it. Maybe we both wrote it, or I wrote it. I can't remember. But, or else it was one of me and Mickey's videos where we're just like, we'll just not bother writing it and we'll just fucking shout shit out to each other on the day. Before I start all that shit, I did touch on the other week how fucking stressful a time I've been having, and it seems to have fucking, it's weird if I get like super stressy or anxious, it seems to be like a hangover, you know, like you don't ever just snap out of it. It literally will sort of flare up and then kind of fade away just gradually. And I think that's kind of what has happened in the last, even since Thursday, just kind of, you know, you take it easy and everything just kind of fucking... And sometimes that requires doing fuck all, which was on the advice of a fucking therapist. Like, she's like, do you ever just do nothing? And I was like, nah, bro. Who the fuck does nothing? She goes, maybe that's just what you need. Maybe you just need to fucking, you know, loaf about the house for a couple of days. And which may have worked, I don't know. But we sat and fucking, we just sort of did nothing. And the weird thing is, you start to feel a bit more clear and, you know, clear-headed. And then, of course, you know, the likes of the rugby happens. And you get absolutely bollocksed, which we did from, like, I'd say... five, yeah, from dinner time, kind of missed dinner, and me and Armican drank solidly through to about 2 a.m, you know? So there are people out there doing shifts that would last that long, you know, 7 or 8 hours in work, and you'd be like, fuck, I can't be arsed going into work. But if someone said to you, do you want to go on the piss for fucking 7 hours? You'd be like, absolutely. So I feel like, I'm stupid, whatever good I feel like I've done in that time, I then fucked it all away on the booze. But you know what I mean? That was more of a physical thing. I don't think it fucked with me mentally. I was just like, I feel like shit. You know, had a hangover, and standard practice for me with a hangover is the next night I'll not sleep at all. So slept for about 4 minutes last night while the fucking Super Bowl was on. Watching it with one eye, fucking in and out of consciousness, sort of like, what the fuck is going on? You know, while they fucking... did their thing there. I don't even know what the fucking score was at the end, to be honest. All I know is that guy, what's his name? Edelman or something? Edelman? If I was going to let anyone ride me that was a dude, I think it would be him, you know? By the way, I think we've got the internet sorted. And shout out to everyone who sent me fucking, suggestions. Like, oh yeah, go with EE. It's £22 a month and all that shit. Aaron, shout out my boy Aaron there on Twitter. We got it sorted because the internet is in the house and the office is a sort of detached garage. I'm chesty. Didn't I work out in the cold, bro? And I have a little receiver out here, and for weeks there I was like, this isn't fucking working because I got a new phone and, you know, reset the thing. And all it was on the wrong channel. So now it's absolutely... flying. What a cock. What's this dude's name? Julian Edelman. I mean, I feel like when dudes grow a beard, they're like, that's what I think I look like. And you're like, no, you don't, bro. He's a sexy cunt, isn't he? I don't know much about American football, but I just realized when I was watching it, was like, this cunt's all over the place. Do you know? He just seemed to have the ball in his hand a lot. And I was like, yep, I don't know anything about this sport other than he looks like he's running the fucking show here. Even though it's probably that dude, fucking Tom Brady. What a white name. Tom Brady, like. And then also, hold on a second, is he... squirt. Going out with that girl, Adriana Lima. Absolutely, of course, you know. He's just like, bro, I'm out here winning Super Bowls. Bring me... the hottest women in the world, thanks. What a sexy... And you know what he has? I've got eyes like that, you know what I mean? People are so sexy, you get the Steven Seagal eyes, and you're like, who needs eyes? Who needs eyes? That sounds like a Steven Seagal film. Welcome to Who Needs Eyes? The story of a ninja who had his eyes ripped out by ninja stars. And then he learned to develop his other senses. Is that Daredevil? No, shut up. I forget the name of the movie already. Who Needs Eyes? What the fuck was the name of the movie? I have ADD like a bastard. Welcome to Who Needs Eyes. I'm a fat ninja who was totally bald at one stage and now has a full head of hair. Explain that. I willed it there. As soon as I lost my sight, all of my other senses were... heightened, and I said to myself one day, I think I'd like more hair, so I just willed myself to have hair.
Is it not boot polish?
No.
If you could will yourself to have hair, could you not will your eyes back?
Shut up. This is a blockbuster movie. I'm Steven Seagal. Who needs eyes when you're as sexy as I am? I mean, this dude might just be concussed and fucking, you know, stoned all the time. Do they test for weed in the NFL and NBA and all that shit? I don't think they do. They're probably all fucking stoned out of their minds. That is a sexy bastard. On the let's go to the body. Bro. Bro. Ripped. Nah. Your tattoo's woeful, sir. But, yeah, they just ripped the shit. That's a good body. We're getting real gay around here. Good looking man. But I mean, this cracks me up sometimes when you see a dude like that and you're like, that is Mr. fucking steal your girl, like, you know, like if your fucking wife left you and she was like, yeah, it's for this dude, you'd be like, okay, can't argue with that, I don't think. But then you get people like Maureen who they're like, isn't this person hot? And you're like, no. I feel like if you left me for that person, I'd have to kill us all. You know, like a psycho in a movie. He's gonna kill us all, bro. Because I'm like, what the fuck, you know? You gotta upgrade. If you're gonna cheat on me, don't downgrade. I'll fucking murder everyone. I'll Columbine this bitch. Speaking of psychos, we watched that Ted Bundy show. Documentary, it's not a show. Like, hey, the Ted Bundy show. Who's getting killed this week? That's another young girl. Hey, I've got a fucking broken arm. Do you want to help me move my boat? Oh, only joking. Slit your throat, et your face off. Stabbed your titties. What a fucking weirdo. And by the way, again, that's another thing. They never shut up about, like, The strange thing about this case is, you know, he wasn't your typical serial killer. He was quite a good-looking young man. And you're like, he's a fucking unibrowed, creepy fucking asshole. What, in what way is he good-looking? That he's got all his teeth? And he's articulate? Fuck's sake. Girls love that, though. You know, there was a fucking girl married and people send him fan mail and all, fucking blasting the trench off themselves. I would, one of my fantasies is I would just love him to cut my tits off and eat them. I would love to get married, settle down, and then have him stab my cunt with a knife and cut my anus out and eat it. I would love that. Fairytale ending. Be amazing. He's so fucking good looking and articulate. Sometimes I have a few drinks and I fantasize that basically has bitten all my lips off. And I'll be honest with you, there's some squirting going on, and sometimes it's uncontrollable. But yeah, what a fucking weirdo, though. All those stories are the same. I mean, Maureen talked about this one there. I was like, you gotta be careful with dudes and, like, humiliating dudes. They do not like it, you know? That's what I'm saying. You want to break up our marriage? Go out with a dude looks like, what's his name? Julian Edelman. Don't go out with someone worse than me. Not just shitter than me. I'll be cutting titties off around here. You know what I'm saying? says the guy who, like, if I watch a video online of someone breaking a bone, I'll nearly fucking throw up. But you know what I'm saying? I saw a fucking video. These dudes lifting weights, and it was like people lifting too much weight and not breathing, and they would faint, and it was just a compilation of people fainting. One dude, you know, it was people like doing a fucking, they would do like a massive deadlift with terrible form, says the form doctor over here. My neck. And then, you know, like set it down and then just be like, clunk, and obviously you fall over in a gym, you will hit your face on metal in every direction. But then this one dude does a fucking deadlift and he's got a wall behind him. And he fucking lifts the thing up, and he's got it up, and then he faints while he's holding it, and he falls back into the wall, drops the weight down, and the weight hits him, like, above the knees, and both his legs just go the other way. And I nearly just threw my fucking new iPhone fucking X under the goddamn, into the bin. Ugh. Disgusting! So gross. I'm absolutely fucking all over the shop today. We need a guest on in here. By the way, I've ordered some wallpaper for behind me. I think the black is a bit just dead, isn't it? You know what I mean? We want to bring a bit of life to this thing. So I've ordered some wallpaper. Hopefully it's here and we'll get it up before the next podcast. Hopefully. I was thinking all sorts of things, you know. I like the camo theme. I was going to get some camo. I was going to get some red brick and stuff like that. But I think I realized after watching the podcast that it was Shane Todd down in their office, him is in Dave's office, that even though they have a lot of black soundproofing up, that white just really fucking makes the whole thing a lot more vibrant. So I've got wallpaper that looks like a white brick wall. How about that shit? Isn't that crazy? Shout out to Shane. Watched the clip of him today from Soft Border Patrol, which is very funny, which is good because, you know, hopefully the new series is funny. You would like to think, you know what I mean, that it would get better the more it goes on. I haven't seen much of it, but hopefully it does get funny. Him and fucking Nadine Carey Coyle, Flyer, or whatever the fuck she said that time. Oh yeah, this video, this is what I meant to get to about fucking 20 minutes ago. This video goes up, right? And it was a video me and Mickey had shot. How far in that story did I get before I got fucking ADHD up in this bitch? Sorry for the coughing. I was on a fucking assault bike in a garage with, which in the summer would be amazing, but it's just got freezing cold air blasting out of a fan right into your mouth, and you come off it and you're like, from my throat to the middle of my fucking, like my sternum, at the bottom of my sternum, is feels like someone's put a fucking red hot poker down it. I'm just like, anyway, I've seen this video put up, and it was me and Mickey had shot this for the Euros. Now, when the fuck were the last Euros? Euros football, fucking 2016. Are we talking France? So yeah, France 2016, and basically the sketch was whatever, I don't know who was playing, was it fucking Ireland were playing? Were Northern Ireland or something, it might have even been fucking qualifiers, I can't remember. It was a long time ago though, and we made this video taking the piss out of people phoning into work sick the next day. All these fucking excuses that they would make up, you know, I've got fucking diarrhea, there's a dude saying that he's on his period, there was fucking all sorts of shit. And the idea was, yeah, that was for the Euros, the guy's wearing all football shit, he's got like green shit on his face, it looks like he's supporting Ireland or Northern Ireland, you know. And then they put it up again today, and somebody has sat and fucking, they've taken the footage, which was shit anyway. I shot it on some wanky camera. It didn't even have a fucking separate mic. That's how long ago it was. Didn't even have any good gear. We shot this video, and they've taken that, and they've fucking done that internet thing where they put borders on stuff, and they're like, oh, International Pull a Sickie Day. And they've put all this shit in, and, you know, all the subtitles, and they've basically rehashed it so it looks like another video. And you're like, I know it's from the BBC, and we did get paid for it at the time, and we wrote it for that thing, but it's like they've taken it and just basically rolled this shit in glitter and went, oh yeah, it's National Sickie Day, here's how you fucking phone in sick. And it doesn't even make sense because, you know, Mickey's running around with fucking green face paint on and a flag tied to him like a cape, and you're like, how fucking, like, I know the BBC's essentially dead in the fucking water, but you're just like, especially regional stuff, but you're like, how fucking, like, you know, me and Mickey, I have fucking asthma, I swear to God. I did have asthma as a child, it might be worth getting checked out. But I'm like, we got paid at the time, but there's someone being paid currently to take fucking stuff that we done for something else and essentially fucking remix it and put it out as content for the BBC. And you're like, just fucking spend some money already, you fucking useless hoers. Like, literally fucking useless. I remember watching a and I think I've definitely said this before, watching a thing with Ricky Gervais and Stephen Merchant, and he goes, you could walk around the BBC and just go, what do you do? What do you do? What do you do? And fucking 9 out of 10 people you could send home because they don't fucking do anything and there's just nothing to be done. And this, see this fucking country, like I was sitting, it's actually in one of the questions somebody sent in. What did you think of Hardy Bucks? And I hadn't really watched much of it on Netflix. I've seen a couple of things years ago, but then I came back to it. I was like, I'm going to fucking watch this. And we sat and we watched loads of it and got really into it. And we're like, this is great. You know, it's not the most tightly fucking written thing. It's not, but it's not supposed to be. But it's fucking, once you get it, it's like anything. Once you get into that wee world, you just really appreciate all the wee characters. And there's a few wee subtle bits, like things that happen that I love. Like your guy Buzz fucking, the camera's just outside the house, just this establishing shot, and this car reverses into the shot, like, and he's half hanging out the window, like getting a lift, and he jumps out and he throws a cigarette away, and he's like, "All right, good lad." And the guy, for no reason at all, reverses all the way down the street at about 50 mph, just, and I was like, "That is so funny that they don't even address that. That they just go, the guy got fucking dropped off in reverse." And then just fucking, I was like, I fucking love that. I love wee stupid things like that. I was watching it, I was like, this is fucking great. And they literally, you know, they had a fucking path to go down. They went, we made this, someone took notice, they knew that it was funny and cheaply made and already had a and could be cheaply made and already had a following. And it was a fucking no-brainer. And you're just like, in fact, there was another question, I forget who it was from, that was sent, I screenshotted it, and they were like, would you ever think of writing a TV thing or whatever? And you're like, fucking for who? I would, but it would have to be like, they'd have to be like, we're absolutely gonna make something, and I would throw all my fucking energy into it. Do you know, if they were like, yep, we have a gap for a fucking 6-part series, 6 half an hours, I want you to write them, and you can work with a director, whatever, and we can do all that shit, and let's do it. I'd be like, yep, absolutely, I'm gonna fucking jump all over that. Even if it was a sketch show, even if someone went, like Hack Job, someone went, do you want to make Hack Job for TV? I'd be like, 100%, I'll fucking direct it, put it together, produce it, whatever, and fucking make sure, you know, oversee everyone else writing it. I was like, I'll do that 100%. But I don't have the fucking time to write something to then go in to fucking produce. Like, most producers or people in charge or commissioners and all, they don't have a fucking clue anyway. Unless they work at Netflix, probably. But you would walk in and go, can I make this? And they'd be like, well, yeah, we're just going to go through fucking 9 other filters. And then we'll probably just go, oh, we don't have the budget for that. You know, they're literally fucking rehashing shit instead of just asking one of the fucking comedy or comedians or sort of comedic performers from here, could you make something for us? Like, I literally, whoever's in charge of that content, I feel like I should fucking do that job. And just be like, this is the sort of content would suit you, this is the sort of content would suit you, and then actually make fucking good content. The amount of fucking squandered talent in Northern Ireland is fucking gross. You know? Like the fucking, I'm sorry, I'm all fluids today. But like, see, take myself out. I don't give a fuck about me. Like, I've never had, do you know what I mean? I've had to do it all myself anyway, so here we are, we're doing all right, you know, just me and you fucking guys chilling out, you know. I'll write some shows, hopefully you'll come to some shows, because, you know, I've been dishing out some fucking podcast content, you know, do laveries, trying to create fun nights for people, then eventually you go to a show and go, fucking, that was hilarious, mate, and I go, thanks, and then we'll do it all every year. But the amount of fucking squander, like, you could do anything with anybody. Do you know what I mean? Like, the fact that, like, Shane Todd doesn't have a Mike McGoldrick based show in Northern Ireland is mental. It's literally fucking a complete no brainer. Just do, even if it was like him going to fucking, you know, Down Royal and then something else and then something else, you know, like Ali G style, or it was like a, you know, like a fucking The Only Way Is Essex type piss take or something, you know, something like that. No brainer, you know. Send Mickey Bartlett anywhere, you know. I don't know why there's not like a fucking Live at the Apollo type thing and it could be shot in the fucking Empire, who gives a shit, you know. Just do a fucking stand up show every Friday night. You know, it's fucking crazy. Arma Khan's out in America and shit like that. Squandered. You know, they should, you know, he's such a big fucking stupid Labrador cunt. They could send him anywhere and it would be entertaining. There's a million fucking options. Like, you know, they're all interesting people. Dave Elliott fucking, you know, becomes a dad, but it's also a comedian. Well, that's not that weird. But like, even someone who's a comedian who, I don't even, you know, he's worked for the housing executive. I don't even think he does anymore, but maybe he does. But like, stuff like that, you're like, there's a lot of fucking interesting people. Therese Livingstone used to be a teacher. Does gigs now for fucking students that she used to teach at like high schools and shit. There has to be something funny in that, you know, whether she, I don't know, there's just so many fucking options. A sketch show, I like, see that hack job thing, and we did it, I did it one time as a fucking, as a experiment, just to be like, this cost nothing. This literally cost no fucking money, and it's as good as fucking anything that you had a budget. And we literally just fucked it together. And it's so, it was called Hack Job because it was supposed to be very low budget and very lo-fi and just thrown together. And it didn't matter because it was for the fucking internet. People don't know what the fuck to be at. But yeah, there's the options are fucking endless. Like, you don't think it'd be funny if they just sent Mickey to fucking, I mean, we literally had an idea for a show called We Should Be at Work, and it was just us doing a bunch of stupid shit. And it's become a bit of a quote between me and Mickey, like, we should be at work. Every time we're doing, you know, every time he's got a fucking big rubber dildo stuck to his head and it's like 10 to 2 on a Tuesday and he's like, we should definitely be at work. And you're like, yep, yeah, this is it. This is it, bro. But what can you do? But yeah, that's the level of fucking entertainment in Northern Ireland. You gotta just fucking do it yourself. And it is a shit, like, I know, I don't know what RT's like now, but like, you know, them boys had a fucking avenue to go down. Or, and you know, like, people who were doing a bit of stand-up, like Kevin McGahern, and then he's on fucking Hardy Bucks, and then I think he hosted Republic of Telly, and you know what I mean? Like, there's steps that you can go through to fucking, like, progress your career. Whereas over here, it's like, you know, a bunch of fucking comedians who make stuff for the internet sitting around going, we have millions upon millions of hits with a built-in following. Oh, you want to make a thing with Colin Murphy? Okay. Which, I don't even know why I said that. It's the only thing I can remember. I've nothing against Colin Murphy. He's fucking hilarious. And he should have shows. But it's like, I always said that about, like, give my headpiece and stuff like that. Like, people cracked up at that all the time. Like, that's fucking shite. And you're like, I don't think it is. I think it's actually very good. You know? And all those guys are great. Like, Tim McGarry's a fucking amazing comedian. But it's like, when it's your only option, when you're like, that's what you'd fucking, whatever budget, and you had one slot, and you're like, that's what you made, and that's the comedy output for Northern Ireland. You're like, fucking hell, like, unbelievable. And I actually reposted that thing today, and I was like, here's what they're gonna do. They're gonna fucking rehash that again and put it out on the 18th of March, probably, like, after Paddy's Day. Like, oh, here's everyone phoning in sick, because the guy's wearing green. It looks like he's been on the piss. Absolutely fucking disgusting. Tried to clear the head a wee bit this week by going to up to the North Coast, you know, which I've done before. Felt good, you know. Drove the whole way up in the sporty estate, and the weather was good on the way down, you know. Had a drone with me, had a fucking camera and everything. And then we got out. Well, we actually went to the Remore, which is, I don't know who listens to this. I don't want to shit on anything, like, you know what I mean? But it's like, what a fucking mind trick that place is. Fucking, I should go for dinner. That's what I should go for dinner instead of the fucking, like, cattle market lunch that they do for fucking fiver or whatever. It's just full of the North Coast elite, because that's what they do. They'll get them in, and you know, you can eat like your dinner for fucking £6, and then they'll order like four bottles of wine. I think that's what they're trying to do. But like, I don't understand that fucking that hype of just getting in, piling in, and fucking. They're like, the table will be half an hour, and we went, yeah, no worries. And I'm like, why the fuck did I say no worries? And we just have to stand here for half an hour, and then get some food that was like, fucking okay, like. But I've had better in fucking cafes around this neck of the woods, like. Anyway, I'm getting aside from the point, like. And I go up to the thing, and I was like, what's the name? Geddes? And he goes, can I not write Barry the Blender? And I was like, you can write fucking Cockface McDick Wagon if you can get me a fucking table in the next 3 minutes. But now I'll just stand and drink fucking 9 Diet Cokes up here out of fucking... out of being uncomfortable. At most of mine and fucking most of Maureen's too, you know, starving. But then we went to Port Shore Strand, and you, like, I brought a drone with me. I couldn't keep my fucking hands out of my pockets long enough to hold a camera. It was that bastard and cold. Just fucking completely windswept. Although it felt good, you know what I mean? Sometimes you need, I've tried to articulate this before, cuz in relation to like having anxiety and being all stressed and shit. Number one, there's no doubt that you spend way too much time with your head dipped staring at your fucking phone. You know, and I feel like down the line someone's gonna have, I know there's a thing called text neck, but it's like, I don't think people fully have adjusted to that much time staring at a fucking phone, you know. And then you fucking stop staring at that, and then you stare at your TV, and you just don't do enough regular shit. I don't do enough regular, you know. I'll go down and do a workout that was quite tough, but then I was watching fucking, shout out to Stevie Bell at fucking Wildfoot there. Look that up on Instagram. He's a guy who owns like a... how do you describe it? Almost like a ranch. It's got a big cabin with like fucking mats for jiu-jitsu and different sort of movement exercises. And he did all these workouts outside. We filmed that prep thing at it. But he was like... he was saying like the buzzword at the minute is... movement. And he's like, it's all movement and movement and movement. He goes, a lot of what people overlook is just fucking walking. He's like, just go and fucking walk, you know. You could fucking sit in your hole all week and then go to 2 classes where you like pretend you're a fucking spider monkey for 10 minutes. It's like, I don't think anybody walks enough. I certainly don't. And I get fucking pissed off at myself where I'm like, right, no matter what happens tomorrow, we're going for a fucking walk. And then Warren will go, but it's cold. And you're like, I don't give a fuck, put clothes on. Because there is something fucking literally, and it's so fucking hippie about like that sort of nature sort of primal experience, you know what I mean? You feel, when you get back in the car after like a half hour walk and the wind has nearly blown your fucking eyelids off and you get back in the car, I could feel like, you probably feel it if you get out of the sea or something, you know, just that, the blood just rushing into your fucking hands and everything, and you're like, that's great, that feels good. Your face is freezing, your fucking nose is running into your mouth. Oh, it's all good, you know? Even that workout I did tonight, I was like, you're bent double in fucking agony, like, you can't feel your hands, but you're like, this is like a reset button for your body. You gotta do it. You gotta do it. And it's the fucking most bullshit thing of all time. Every time it stinks. It never gets better. It's like stand-up. Do you get nervous before you go on? Absolutely every single time without fail, no matter where it is. Has it got worse over the years? Maybe. You know, but like... yeah, always get nervous. I don't know anybody that's like, fucking right, cannot wait to work out today. But then, I don't know, there's, especially for me, like recently with my man stuff, you're like, you know, you use things like that, or like I think about times when I've like been injured or hurt my back or something, and you're like, if you're sitting there in pain and you're like, would you like to be in another sort of pain? You're like, yeah, I'd rather be in like workout pain than just be lying here fucking taking ibuprofens because my back is throbbing, not in a sexy way. I need to get a guest on this goddamn podcast so that we can fucking start slobbering again. Jesus Christ, because this is getting real fucking deep. Raised without gender, let's do it.
You're a boy nor a girl, just non-binary. And when you ask Mika about Mika's gender, Mika just doesn't really want to talk about it.
At home, the kids can be as gender creative as they please. But now it's time for kindergarten.
Nico, hug and kiss.
Have a good day.
Hello.
I wonder what the other children make of Mika's gender expression.
Hey, how would you describe Mika?
A hen.
What is hen? What do you want to be when you grow up?
So, this is the main problem with this whole issue. They're talking things like gender with a fucking child. What? You're like asking a fucking 4-year-old, what gender is this cunt? Mika is a hen. Which, I don't know where these cunts are, but like apparently that means both. When you have long hair, both girl and a boy.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
I want to be a builder.
A builder?
Yeah.
What do you want to build?
Cock-shaped build.
A house?
I'm going to have children living in my house.
What kind of children are you going to have?
I don't care how they look like.
That's nice. I don't care how my children look like either. Hey.
The Swedish government school plan forbids enforcing gender stereotypes.
Sweden, you flat-pack cunts.
And has done since
1998. Preschool
should counteract traditional gender roles. This is the problem. It's a fucking child. Kids are cute and all that shit. Who gives a fuck about kids or what they have to say or what they think till they're like fucking 20? Anyway. Girls and boys should have the same opportunity to try things and develop interests without limitation of typical gender norms. Who's really stopping that somewhat? You know, like how many, like, you know, people are like, he used to play with Barbies when he was fucking 3. You hand him a plastic fucking thing, whether it's a fucking G.I. Joe, I don't know what the fuck, like an action man or a Barbie or something. Who gives a fuck? What's so funny? He put on a skirt the other day and he's 2.5. So fucking what?
What are some of the ways in which you avoid gender norms when you're teaching?
The mindset and how we talk to the kids. We talk how we talk to each other. We don't say boys and girls, we say friends, people. I do that to you guys. You know what the fuck's happening, people? Show me your dick and titties. We choose projects that aren't based on gender. What's based on gender? Also, this school is like, they go to school and they fucking climb trees and shit. We build a lot. We have animals instead of dolls.
And what does this say?
Oh, fuck off. Spider-Man needs the toilet too, so they've drawn... What in the fuck?
Spider-Man must also go på-
they got fucking... This is almost like... You know, I feel like the real fucking equality type thing is let them be whatever they want to be, instead of, you know, we're going to drill this shit into your head that, like, there is no gender, and they got a picture in a fucking comic book here of, like, there's a wee girl taking a piss on a potty. But then fuck you. I wish I could show you this picture. You know, they're, like, trying not to force gender roles, but then... You know, they're sort of going like, it's like a comic book and there's like a young, obviously like a young girl Spider-Man with like pigtails. And then what's obviously Spider-Man sitting on the toilet, like the way a woman would go to the toilet with his knees together, which is nearly impossible for a fella to do. And, you know, they're like, you know, Spider-Man doesn't need to stand up and piss. First of all, I didn't know the Spider-Man suit could just come down at the waist like a regular pair of fucking, you know, joggers. But then if you're not reinforcing stereotypes, how do you let people know that this little girl is a little girl without giving her fucking pigtails? That could be a dude with pigtails, you know what I mean? Oh, you got Batman doing ballet?
My little baby son.
So these pictures are basically breaking down the boundaries as different stereotypes. This is like a soft father figure.
Mm, we're seeing. Precis.
A soft father figure?
Och tvärtom då?
I don't understand this shit.
Says no.
Yeah.
I don't know where people are getting these fucking ideas from. Like, I think people always take like the very worst example of something and be like, you know, when somebody shows like any sort of niceness or sign of being a fucking a human, and people are like, "Do you know what? You're so progressive." And you're like, "What? What?" You know, I heard Russell Brand talking to those fucking happy pair ones, and he's like, "I saw you, you know, making dinner and you're cooking for your family and being kind to everybody, and I was just wondering, are you like a new type of fucking male role model?" And you're like, "It's called being fucking sound, you fucking idiot. Oh, I see you're making food for your family and being nice to your friends. Fuck my arse with a goddamn fucking pineapple. It's just called being fucking normal. There's tons of fucking... I don't know where the fuck all this shit's coming from, like. Being the dead old mafia. Just be fucking reasonable and sound. And then it doesn't matter what... like, what way you can... I know all sorts of fucking... you know, juxtapositions of people. You know, I was even talking about me being at school, and I was like, I would literally fucking finish a goddamn chalk, like a pastel drawing, and then go to fucking rugby practice. You know, there's tons of fucking people. Our boy fucking Big Bear down in fucking Larne there literally looks like a bear and is a competitive strongman and gay. And you're like, it's an odd fucking thing. But is it cool? Yeah. I just don't know why everyone gets so fucking like, see, what that school's gonna produce is a bunch of insufferable fucking cunts, like. I just don't know, you know, I don't know at what point does everybody have to be comfortable and get their way? You know, or, I don't know what I'm trying to explain, but it's just like, I don't know, you know what, I've been through this before. It's like the activist thing. Someone's on a show, what's your job? Activist? It's not a job. You're just an annoying cunt. Why aren't you a fucking, you know, whatever, like a goddamn brain surgeon? And also, I don't even know, it's too late at night, I can't fucking even think, to be honest. I've had enough, guys. Let's do some questions. Let me see. Up on this bitch. We got a ton of questions. Okay, played Moon video, couldn't stop it. Embarrassing. Here we go. Shout out to our boy Riles Per Hour. This is our boy Pierce. Now, this is a funny question. How goes the diet? What are you actually eating or actively avoiding? Are you taking creatine, protein, any other supplements, etc.? What's your next planned garage gym purchase? And that's from the same motherfucker who brought us goddamn, what do you call them, fucking muffins. So that's how my diet's going. I'll be honest, I'm glad to be sort of back to normal. Like, had a very fucking clean day today, drank a load at the weekend, but I think that drinking session at the weekend was just like putting a full stop to fucking, you know, the last 2 weeks of kind of just abandoning, just through not having time and whatever, just like eating like shit because we weren't in the house, not cooking for ourselves. How goes the diet? So this is how I would ideally eat if I was really trying to do it the way it works for me, would be like, I can not eat till 12, no problem, which I think is grand. And if you can go a minute without eating, I think it's fine. And that would be like, I would like to sort of fast a little bit and then eat, you know, like something that's going to keep me going when I first eat. So like I make a lot of like omelette-y things and try and have like some sort of protein in it, load of spinach, you know, throw a bit of fucking butter in there. There's a lot of things that you can eat that really just fucking stay in your body. Porridge is one of them, but I don't like it. So it's fucking tough for me to eat, but I like eating like actual food. So usually it'll be like some sort of egg based thing. If you could go like egg, maybe like egg and chicken omelette type thing, bit of avocado, or maybe like bacon and egg or something like that. And it really just kind of keeps you full. And then ideally I would have some sort of big box of shit chopped up, much like the chain Chopped. You know, take a bunch of shit, chop it all up, loads of fucking salad, cucumbers, fucking lettuce, tomato, pickled cabbage, beetroots, gherkins maybe, just all fucked in the mix, tomatoes, like I said that, and then some sort of protein type thing in that, and you have a big fucking bowl of it, and you can stuff your face kind of, and all you're doing is really stuffing your face with fucking cucumbers. So it feels like you eat a lot, and usually you get bored halfway through eating that. And then I almost eat in reverse. So like I'm going to try and do it this week. Like if I sort of roughly track those calories and stay under sort of 2,000 a day, because I'm such a fat cunt, I can literally still eat 2,000 and lose weight. Which is what I was doing about 3 weeks ago when I managed to lose fucking 8 pounds in like fucking 2 weeks or something. So just stay under 2,000. And maybe the best thing, if you've got that sort of late night hunger type thing, is maybe make like a small porridge. Because usually after you've eaten that other shit, you probably have like 600 calories to play with or something like that. And then it would just have like a smaller porridge, which is like, you know, you can sweeten it a wee bit. Feels like you're fucking full. And that's what I'm going to try to do most of this week, because that's what I was doing before and it seemed to be fucking working. So I know what the problem is. And then Maureen was down working out today with us, and she was like, if you got your fucking, I think basically she was surprised at the rate that I could work out at. She was like, yeah, if you could just focus in on your eating a wee bit, you would probably drop a load of weight, because you can seemingly work out, you know, fairly hardcore, just hardcore guy, you know, just doing hardcore workouts. So that's ideally what I would do of a day, just because I'm a fucking mad for like, I could nearly not eat all day and then just eat all my meals at fucking nighttime and go to bed stuffed, you know. It's the nighttime that kills me, and especially when you stay up, because say your last fucking meal is like, even if you left it about like 7 or 7:30 or 8 or something, and then you stay up as long as I do, you're like, it's literally 2 a.m. now, and it's 6 hours after since I last ate, and you could eat your fucking arm off. So it's trying to get some sleep and eating at appropriate times for me. Do you take creatine? I would take protein. I would usually just use it to flavor like porridge or something. And I probably eat enough protein, so I'm probably okay. I don't take creatine, and I'll tell you why. And I don't know the science behind this, but every time I've taken it, I've felt sick. So I've just don't do it. You know, I've done it before workouts and felt like I was going to fucking barf every time. So I just left it. Hilarious story though, was going to the gym one time when we were seeing our personal trainer. And I went, bought a bag of creatine there, Maureen. Do you want to fucking load me one up before we go? And she put a giant scoop like you would use for protein and just dumped it in the thing and shook it up, and I went, that's fucking not even dissolving correctly. And she was like, oh, maybe it's too much. And then we later found the tiny little fucking Coke spoon in the creatine. I was like, well, there you go. Told the personal trainer, and I was like, yep, Maury nearly gave me fucking about fucking 16 scoops of creatine there. And he goes, yep, you'd have shit yourself. You'd have literally just shit yourself in here. Jay Hazard, what's been your biggest fuck me, I'm doing all right at this stand-up comedy thing moment? There was when would that have been now? There was a time. When the fuck would that have been? It was probably about 2 years ago, like 2016 maybe. 2017 probably, where I just had been plugging away making videos and not just doing laveries and not really sort of booking any sort of shows. And then I just basically took a bit of... No, that's what it was. It was actually after we'd done the Ulster Hall as the comedy squad thing. And I was just like, that was a lot of work to share the stage. Not that it was great. It was historic shit. Like, but I was just like, that's a lot of work to then only do like 10 minutes because you shared it with all your fucking mates. So I was like, if I do it again, I'm doing it myself. And that year, I think I did like the Ulster Hall and then I did two fucking nights at the Limelight shortly after that. And I was just like, fuck, I didn't know that like there was that sort of fucking market for my comedy out there. And I was also like, I had a ton of people on Snapchat. And I mean, it shows you how quickly the times change because I literally fucking deleted Snapchat the other day because I just don't go on it. Since they changed it, it literally fucked the whole thing up. And that was it. That was about the time when I was like, holy shit, you know, if you do enough social, if you put out enough stuff like podcasts and videos, you can then just say to people, do you want to come see me live? And they're like, oh, fuck yeah. I've just been listening to you for fucking 4 hours a week all year. So that was probably the moment there. But it's like anything else. It's a fucking job. Do you know what I mean? And there's nights you don't want to go up and there's fucking... There's all sorts of shit going on, like, so, what the fuck is this? Classic bit of polyamory where the white-bearded man just looks very, very sad. That's from her boy Vittorio Angeloni up on this bitch. Vitsy, a.k.a. Vitsy Angles, a.k.a. Vitamin A. Let me watch this fucking clip. I'm gonna have to fucking click it from in here. Jesus Christ, the night.
Relationships, one with her long-term partner Alec and another with Marcus, who just joined their triad 3 months ago. She's like super busy. So what are we ordering?
Okay, so Marcus doesn't like bagels, so Alec's gonna get a poppy seed bagel. That's what he gets every morning. And then I'm gonna get Marcus a chopped cheese.
I don't even feel like I can remember what like my one boyfriend wants to eat. Do you say that they're both your boyfriends, or yeah. Are you like, this is my primary boyfriend, or like my top tier boyfriend?
Everyone is aware that Alec is my primary partner. It's like the same way that like if you have an emergency contact.
Well, everyone who's crazy go like, I talk like this. Well, he's my primary boyfriend.
Like you have an emergency contact, you know who that is. Like that's not Marcus, it's Alec. So pretending that they're equal would not benefit anyone, you know?
I like the idea of just, like, emergency contact over primary partner.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey.
Breakfast. All right, so I got a bagel for you. Here you go, babe.
Oh, thank you so much.
And I have chopped cheese for you. See if it's good, though. I got all the stuff on it, okay?
So what does your relationship look like?
I call him boyfriend. I call him boyfriend. He calls me girlfriend. He calls me girlfriend. We have sex, and, like, we have sex, but we do not all have sex together. So I think that some people maybe...
that might be as much as I need to... I need to watch there. The guy was like, we have sex. The black guy goes, fuck yeah, we have sex. And then we have sex. And the white guy was like, and then she goes, but we none of us have sex all together. And then the white guy's just like, very sad. Yep, so true. I don't get it. Like, I couldn't share my fucking a pizza. You know what I mean? I don't know how the fuck people do it. I feel like you could do it, you know, it would be easier if there was like fucking 8 people all fucking each other. I think it would actually work better if there was like, you know, they see the dudes and he's like, oh, I have 7 wives. That probably works better for me than 3 people. Because it's for me, you know, if I was fucking 9 people at once. But it's like, it's just like fucking strange. Ugh. Fuck. Yeah, I couldn't do that shit. And I would be fucking picky. Now, I don't know why I'm assuming it would be me and another dude and Maureen, like, but I would be very judgmental. You know, I'd be like, hey, bro, pissed on the toilet seat again. And he's like, ah, sorry. And I'd be like, yeah, you fucking will be. You know, when I push your fucking teeth against it, you can't. Huh? Be very judgmental. I don't know if I'd want to fuck. I mean, I don't even know if. I mean, if you were talking about polyamory, like a bunch of partners, you would need a house that you and possibly your main wife lives in, and then a fucking shed with like 8 slots in it. And you're like, I'm just going to pop out of the shop real quick and just go in and just blast out nuts. I don't know what the... Hey, answer more questions, Colin, instead of really trying to seriously answer this horse shit. My voice, I'm so croaky, I'm sorry. Gemma Collins, marketing genius, or just a pure annoying cunt. I don't know enough about her, other than she looks like me dressed as a woman. But there are certain people we are like, how are you famous and why? When you were a student in your smelly student gaff, what was the number one pet hate that your housemates would always do? Mine's 30 toilet roll holders sitting behind the toilet. Yeah, that's fucking uncalled for. Any chance of a gig in the Midlands? I'm speaking to my people on Wednesday about booking a tour, so I'll maybe look into that. Do you want to be a bit more extensive in the, you know, England, Scotland area, not Wales. You can eat my ass. any pet hates? The toilet roll thing was fucking annoying. I don't know. I think I got lucky. All the student stuff. I live when I was in halls, everyone was fucking into cooking and shit, and you know, would make big pots of chili for everybody. It was fine. Like, nobody was overly gross. None of that shit. It was all good. I did used to live with Stevie Martin, aka Rainy Boy Sleep, who sadly passed away. And that cunt would be up at 6 in the morning on a Sunday singing songs. And you're like, bro, I know it's your day off, but it's 6 in the morning. So there you go. But now that you think back, you're like, it's actually quite a cool fucking thing to happen. Thoughts on the Hardy Box TV show? Yeah, we've been over that. Any plans for coming to Liverpool? Yeah, as you well know, I tried to book Liverpool last time and they were so fucking lax at the Hot Water Comedy Club that I was like, I'll fucking never forget this. You know? You're gonna be the guys that couldn't pick a gig for Colin Get. It's a 50-seater. Oh, fuck you then. Yeah, I'll try and do something. If you, Matthew Morgan, is that? If you live in Liverpool and you know, if you're familiar with places, I know there's the comedy clubs and whatever, you know, you live in Belfast, you're like, you know, you can go see a gig in the Black Box, you can go see a gig fucking whatever, any fucking theatre, the Mac, the whatever. You can go to a bunch of places to see a gig, Empire, Lavery's. Don't know, I need some information on where people go in Liverpool. What do you think of the 21 Savage situation with him potentially being deported and the rumours that 6ix9ine touted on him? Weird question, but I think it's a ridiculous situation. Yeah, apparently he's like fucking from the UK, you know? Outstanding as welcome. But here, both of them are absolutely dick. So I don't give a fuck. 21 Savage in the... Fuck right off. Let's hear a 21 Savage. Also, like, when did rap names get so fucking stupid? What's your name? 21 Savage. Can we call you something else? Nah. Call me 21 Savage every time. Yo, 21 Savage. 21 Savage, I'm just popping to the shop. Do you want anything? Nah. Oh, come on, 21 Savage. What do you want? Snickers? You be cock. Let me see what we got here. Freshman 2016. You know this is going to be discharge.
Life ain't been no walk through the park. Where do I start? Young niggas selling hard and robbing just not the star. He never paid attention in school. Can't get a job. Plus he confused. Most of his partners behind bars, he turned to God. Asking him why he was dealt these cards, he feeling odd. His blood is cold, his heart scarred, but he a street nigga. He got a pistol, he gon' eat, nigga. He give a fuck about a bitch or a weak nigga, and that's real. If that ain't real, then tell me what it is. My cousin 19, they gave his ass 20 years. My nigga Larry died, and I'm still shedding tears. But I salute him because he kept it real. But it's a lot of fakes. Backstabbing assholes and snakes. They turn on.
That is wank on toast. Like, I'm in it. You know, what do you want to be with? What's your dreams in life? I want to be a rapper. Really, could you exude some sort of confidence and ability?
Okay, I'll just talk over here.
Maybe he's just trying to hide that accent.
Hello, mate. I'm from England, mate.
Like, I don't know if I brought this up in the last podcast. Where's that fucking... Run the... Like, did I play this with Aaron?
People for a little piece of cake. And when you make it to the...
Something to go to ashes, eat a little piece of cake. Where am I going? French Village. Order a little piece of cake. And you know, like, I watched this fucking Run the Jewels thing. Live, you know, that tiny desk thing. Unfucking believable. Come in.
Cheers, everybody. Thank you for coming out.
Like, listen to this. First of all, listen to the fucking lyrics here. Like, you got the fucking the cool guy, man, in 21 Savage, and then you're like, here's a fucking white nerd that looks like Mickey Bartlett and a fucking fat black dude who should be the president of the United States.
RTJ3, motherfucker.
Great man didn't die face down in the Vietnam mug, so I cannot style on you. I didn't walk uphill both ways to the booth and back, and I'll wild on you. You think baby Jesus killed Hitler just so I'd whisper? And you're safe inside of these crooks, tap your phone and not have a file on you. Huh, what me, worry not, buddy, I've lost before, so what? You don't get up, turn, motherfucker, I can't be crushed. Fuckers, open the books up and stop bullshitting the kid. My dick got a Michelin star, I'm on par with the best that would take the gig. I'm a super captain, dot in the dust, don't bother to touch it.
Fucking fat Philip Seymour Hoffman comes in and just pulls his fucking boxers down and shits on 21 Savage and any other one of those little fucking assholes.
Yo, what's up, Lil Pump?
Firm crap on the grip of the bus, I might ghost ride a tank, take a ride to the bank and a sauna, Rick Rubin rush. Full thrust, don't flash, weak shit to the Shark Tank judge. Talk real good cause I'm smart as stuff. Good crew to fuck with, better. Thank you. No.
Did I fuck that up? I fucked the pause up.
The world is best with RTJ.
So good. Like,
DJ, we dropped the classic today.
I know the other dude's freestyling, but it's just like,
hear what I say. We are the business today. Fuck shit is finished today. RTJ, we the new PB&J. We dropped the classic today. We did a tablet of acid today.
Like, so fucking precise and fucking clear and audible.
With the masses and axes away.
Not the other girl, like, I eat a little piece of cake. Fucking learn to rap. You know, it'd be like if there was no standards for being a professional comedian. You know what I mean? If someone was like, oh yeah, you got, over here you have Bill Burr, who's like fucking at the highest end of it all, absolutely murdering, complete black belt in comedy. And then people were like, if comedy was all of a sudden just based on like, oh yeah, I look cool and I've got cool hair and I act like I don't give a fuck. You know, you would just get people on stage like, you know, what's up, I fucking, anyway, I'm just, no punchlines, no charisma, no fucking delivery, no anything. And you're like, that's not how you fucking get your performers, like.
We dash away. Donor addiction, the pistol is blasting away.
Doctors of death, curbing our patients of breath. We are the pain you can trust. Crooked at work, hooking up curses and slurs. Smoking my brain in a mush. I became famous for flaming you fucks.
Unbelievable. Cracks me up. I want to do a whole podcast on this, right? But, what's the fucking song? Fat Joe. Hold on a second. I near fucking burst when I heard this song. I was like, please.
Joe cracked the door.
You're basically like, how aggressive were a lot of these rappers at the start of their songs, like in the sort of early 2000s? Actually, I don't even know if it's in that version or is it that song? Oh, what's the song? I forget now. That mate, hold on a sec, Fat Joe. Let me see, what's love lyrics? I need to hear the start of this song. Hold on.
Put the fucking mic on. Mic is on.
I know he's only did it for the but I just imagine that was for real, him in the fucking thing. Now, put the fucking mic on. What's on? I'm sorry. Just fucking late and just burst in the door straight into the booth. Put the fucking mic on. Oh, what's on? I'm sorry. And it's like a what's like all all nice and all. Turn the fucking mic on, bitch. Now, this was my favorite song of all time at the time.
Let me give you some advice.
I still don't know if there's a better beat. That's right, Kevin Hart.
I ain't lying. Yo, true story.
Ow! Yeah! Throw your hands in the air right now, man. Feel this right here. Scott Storch.
So aggressive, bro. Just look at that pink hat. That's probably what spawned a lot of the fucking stupid shit that I enjoy wearing. Watching shit
like
this.
Throw your hands in the air right now, man.
Throw your hands in the fucking air right now. Turn the fucking mic on, bitch. I'm fucking fat and angry.
Feel this right here. Scott Storch. Yeah, Khaled, I see you.
DJ Khaled's still kicking about in them days. DJ Khaled. How funny is it that the amount of videos he lingered in the background of, and now you're like, he's bigger than Jesus Christ.
Showbiz born law. Yeah.
This is the first line.
Yeah. I don't give a fuck about your faults or mishap.
I don't give a fuck about that girl. Hey. Squirt, squirt. Is this the video where he licks the shoe? What did I watch one time and someone licked the bottom of a shoe because it was so clean? Is that the start of that?
Yeah.
Best. Pink Air Force Ones, bro. I'd fucking 2012. I'd have stamped on your Tamagotchi for one of them shits. Incredible. Anyway.
Ow! Turn the fucking mic on, bitch.
I'm just going down a fucking weird road now. But yeah, in a nutshell, 21 Savage can also go to Decathlon and buy some snorkeling gear for Manus. Ever fancy developing your... Oh, we covered that. Any tours coming up? It's my boyfriend's birthday on Friday, and I don't know what to get him. I don't know if I'll have tickets on sale that quick, but there will be... Fuck it. A lot of stuff should be in motion, but obviously the last month or so have been a fucking write-off, but... there's big plans. Don't you fucking worry about it. What's your view on this whole Brexit backstop shit? I'll be honest with you, I'm embarrassed at how little I know about it. Because what is the backstop? Like some plan? Let me see. What is Brexit backdrop? Someone wrote there. Oh my God. The Irish border backstop has emerged as a major sticking point in the Brexit negotiations. The coffin is ridiculous this episode, I'm sorry. Now a new phase has emerged, the backstop to the backstop, multiple chances for Brexit to vote, for a new Brexit vote. It's my deal or no deal, says May. And honestly, I'll research that. I don't give a fuck about any of that shit. I know I really will regret it someday, but can't even get me wrap my fucking head around it. I just like to think that they're trying to push all this shit through and most people in Northern Ireland and the South around the border aren't going to give a fiddler's fuck. There's just another dude there reaching out saying he was basically going through the same shit there. Declan Lawn. That's it? Is that it? For fuck's sake, I thought there was tons of questions, bros. We got some more. Loving the heavyweight cut dedication. Is this the first time you've kept this level of exercise going for this long? Absolutely not. That's from D. Moore. No. I mean, I've definitely exercised on and off. You know, for fucking as long as I can remember. I don't think I've ever not worked out. You know, I've never been like, oh shit, I haven't worked out for like a year. I don't think I've ever done that. I've definitely always worked out to some extent. I think just now I've probably worked out more because we actually bought our own gear. So now all I have to do is fucking go down to Maureen's dad's fucking shed and it's all there. Is that it? Let me see. Ever fancy developing your own? You know, we've been over that. What's your view on the whole brand? Well, there we go. We covered it all, guys. We covered all the bullshit. We're at an hour and 12 minutes. Not 16 minutes. Probably talked a lot more shit than I planned on doing. I don't think this podcast was probably as hard-hitting as the last one. But sure, here we are. We're getting back to the banter. Turn the fucking mic on! I keep touching it. I mean, I literally bought this arm so that I wouldn't get any of that noise. And I've fucking touched it more times than anything. But yeah, that's us. We are fucking donezo for the day. And we'll get this up. And I don't really watch a thing, you know, like crazy sports fights here. And there's a guy doing all these ninja moves on a fucking dummy in his garden. And you're like, the skill that you're putting together here is completely overshadowed by the fact that you're on your own patio and the house is a mess. Scundered. But yeah, we are releasing big fucking shows very, very soon. So keep your eyes peeled. Get yourself to Laveries. I'm not gigging outside of Laveries this year when it comes to club gigs. I'll be trying all my new stuff in Laveries. So come to Laveries if you want to fucking watch some local comedy. And yeah, that's about it. We will have big fucking shows getting announced and they're going to be fun as all fuck. Big podcast nights and then big gigs. And that's about it, guys. So cheers for listening. Cheers for all the support from the last fucking podcast. The Dead On Mafia is real. You know? Respect. So let's get out of here. Take her easy. See you in a bit.